I want to take you to John chapter 14. And so, Father, let there be ears to hear and your spirit to bring you an awakening inside, in Jesus' name. Verse 1 says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. And Thomas, of course, said, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to me. No one comes to the Father except through me. Verse 7, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. I want to stress that particular one. If you really know Jesus, you would know the Father as well. So what is he saying? He's saying you need a relationship with the Son so that you'll discover the Father. Now, from now on, you do know him and have seen him. So now Jesus is saying, if you know from this day me, you really do get to know the Father as well. I shared with you earlier this morning at 10 o'clock how the Holy Spirit was working with me this week on what he wants for this feast. He wants an established heart in you and I. He wants that established reality that we have the Father's heart because we've already got Jesus by his Spirit inside of us. So when they look at you and me and they see the fruit of our lives, they're going to see not only Jesus, they're going to see the Father's heart in all of us. It's not by accident that you know Jesus. So the more time you spend with the Lord, the more the development of the Father's heart is going to go inside of you. Because you're going to become a lover instead of a critic. Gotten awful quiet in here. A few moments ago, you pointed out division came in the believers. Father's heart came through you. And the Father's heart is to love the one that's what?
Unlovable.
Huh?
Unlovable.
Unlovable for the moment. There are some that are unlovable because they're stuck in some theology. But the papa says, that's one of my kids. If you want an example of the Father's heart, take a good look at the prodigal son. He gives him all the money he wants and needs to go out into the world and do his own thing. Most Christians would kick their kid out and say, you're going penniless. But the Heavenly Father, through the prodigal, says, I'll give you the amount that you want out of my abundance, and you can blow it any way you wish, and I'll still love you when you're ready to return. Most Christians would say, get out, don't ever come back until you change your mind. And don't think I'm going to pay your way with lust. But the Father would, because he proved it. He proved it by his actions, and he proved it by his word. But you see, the religious world that Jesus was living in is not much different than the world we live in today. People were satisfied with entertainment, and they wanted more. And the Lord said, it's okay, go ahead, party. Is there anything wrong in partying? Not if you're satisfied with it. Until there's an awakening on the inside of the heart, nothing's going to change. Verse 7, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Now that's the part that really bugged him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and this will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Anyone who has seen and had a relationship with Jesus has a relationship and a relationship of his love through and from the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? They come as a package. It's a package deal. You say, well, I only came to the Lord and asked him to become Lord and manager of my life. Well, when you ask for the Son, who comes along with him? Father and the Holy Ghost cannot be divided. It's a package deal. So again, what I was saying is, as this week was progressing, the Holy Spirit kept pushing on me. Do you see my Father's heart inside of you, Kim? Because he's personal. Do you see it? Yesterday, as I drove away from the jewelry shop, the Lord reminded me, did you see my love for this broken man? Coming out of religious traditions. Did you see his willingness to accept me? And when he accepted me, he didn't accept just me. He accepted my entire reality. Father, Son, and Spirit, all in one. Did we have to give him a full explanation? Absolutely not. You say, well, I'm not ready for all that other stuff. I can respect that. I can respect that. I had the same problem. Because he was quite poignant in a couple of corners as he was questioning. And I told him, I says, I was just as skeptical as you. I was just as nosy as anybody. And I wouldn't let the Holy Ghost off the hook. I want to know for me. I don't want somebody else's opinion. I respect that lady. She has had this belief system for who knows how long. You came along and just shattered some of her dreams. She wants to escape the pain of the future. Nothing wrong with wanting it. However, what if he's got a different plan? He just might have a different plan. And that's why we're here. We're here to give people a choice. To get to know Papa and his heart. Again, verse 9b, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. That's the Savior's words. If you've got a red letter edition, it's written in red. Now again, Philip, how can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me, who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. The evidence of the miracles is the price that you and I have as God has allowed his Son to resurrect from the dead. He allowed himself to be seen by over 500 people. Most all of them were aware, but they had a problem. Some of them were like Thomas. Unless I put my hands in the holes of his feet and I put my hand inside his side, I won't believe. It's called stubbornness. Did anybody think that stubbornness is out of fashion? How many believe stubbornness is no longer a problem for Christians? Put your hand up if you believe that it's all done. How many believe it's increasing? Yeah, it is. Darkness is increasing. The more the darkness increases, the more that the light in you becomes an irritation. Yeah. You say, I can irritate? Yes, because the love of Christ, the love of the Father, is radiating through you and me. So it irritates the darkness. It is a threat. So, do you have the Father living in you? Is there enough evidence to put you in jail? Oh, how many would be happy if you would just get out of their lives? How many of you got one person that would be so happy if you were just taken off the map? Thank you. Just one person, just one. And some of those that would love to see you off the map are those that you love. Yeah. I had one person point blank say to me, boy, if I had a gun, I'd kill you right now. And my mother, who was in her 80s, was standing right there, and my mother almost fell over. And this was a believer. Yeah. He was brought up in the church from the time he began, from the time he was a small boy. And he hated me with everything that was in him. What was wrong with the picture? I was there to do a work for the Lord, and he was jealous because he wanted my position. Took me a long time to learn that. Is jealousy an attribute from the papa?
No.
Is it a perverted thing? It was a young man under a perverted thought pattern that literally wanted me dead and out of the picture. That way there, he would have freedom. Yeah, well, but you understand. Absolutely. Again, verse 11, believe me when I say that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father, and you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Now, I had a problem with that because there were times that I asked in his name and nothing happened. Until I understood the next level. The name of a person is their nature. The name of a person reveals their nature. You say, how do you know that? Because that's what the word says. The nature of an individual is their name. The name Yeshua and Savior are synonymous. So Jesus' name is salvation. So his nature is to save, not to divide. If you're trying to pray for somebody to justify God, and you're in that driver's seat and you use his name, and you're the author of the revelation, it won't work. John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30 says, Jesus never did anything to please himself. I wanted to see healing in people for my own satisfaction and for their freedom. Wasn't God's plan or God's timing. The nature of salvation is Jesus. His heart was to set them free, but not me being the author of his heart. If you and I are in the control room and we advertise his nature and we advertise his name without loving them where they're at, what happens? Who are we trying to serve? Ourselves? Yeah. And Christians are out there doing this consistently. Oh, I delivered this one. Oh, I delivered that one. Oh, I brought this one to the Lord. Oh, I did this. Who is the I? Is it Jesus?
No.
Is it his nature?
No.
Thank you. Judy, you had your hand up.
If we could only get the revelation of the blessings that we rob from these people.
Yeah.
When we go on our own instead of praying and allowing the Holy Spirit to unfold it.
I want to take you just for a few moments into 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm going to give you one verse. Verse 10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. It doesn't say that word Kim there. Does it? It says the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong. Who is going to do the work?
He is.
Kim or him? He will. He will bring salvation.
But he
will bring deliverance.
But he uses
us. He uses us, but we've got to get a word from him first.
Exactly.
See, John chapter 5 says Jesus did it after he received information from the Papa.
Okay, then I'm not quite getting this.
Go to John chapter 5.
Throwing a little wrench in this
little thing now. Well, we're taking us out of the picture. That's what we're doing. We're putting him on the throne.
Okay, then how, like at the end of a service.
Yep.
I'll just use, I don't even know who to use. And they have altar calls.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that they had to hear?
It should be, but it's many times it's traditions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And religious traditions that are causing it. Let's not go into arguments here. Let's get this clear now. When the deliverer of the message is using his own compassion and his own, I feel so sorry for this one, let's call him forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's me in the authority. It's no longer the Holy Ghost.
But couldn't the Holy Ghost be putting that feeling in him to
draw
him?
No, it's got to be a word. If you go by the emotions, you're going by the soul, mind, will, and emotions. If you go by the word of God that's revealed, it will come and it will bring salvation because it's authored by God, not authored by flesh.
Yeah. So if a person gets a word of knowledge,
yes.
If there's a pain in somebody's knee,
yes.
Then that's from God.
Yes.
So call that person up.
And they will receive.
Yes.
When you are in the anointing of the Lord,
yes.
You are no longer in the control room. Mm-hmm. When I walk out here in the morning, I don't walk out on my own steam. I'm walking out here with one prayer in my heart, not to do what I want, but to give you what God tells me to give you to the best of my ability. And it's usually confirmed in visions and words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I am doing what pleases me, and it becomes a commercial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So if someone says, will you pray for me? My knee hurts.
Yeah. That's a different situation.
Exactly.
You're not bringing the whole body into... bringing, you know, the need. I'm not saying that you can't ask for prayer. That's totally off center.
Mm-hmm.
But if our Savior gave us an example by saying, I only do what my Father tells me to do, shouldn't we have the same heart?
Yes.
But didn't he also say in another place, go out into the world?
Yes.
Yeah.
But are they supposed to be in communication with Papa?
Yes.
Yes. If they're going on their own steam, they're doing what? Their own thing.
Yes.
And you'll see the fruit of the flesh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to finish the message, because otherwise if we go in this direction, we're going to be off center. I am trying to give you an understanding that there's fakes out there. I am trying to tell you there are some that are seducing the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit, just not too many weeks ago, showed me an individual that was very much in need of prayer. And I said, Lord, should I extend that hand? And he said, no. I said, what happens if they call? He says, you tell them that where their investment is, they will get the service from them. And I said, but I know they're giving all kinds of money to TV ministries. Then let them get the deliverance from them. You're not the anointed vessel. They're not willing to support you. They're not supporting your church. They're not supporting my church. They're supporting the seduction and the entertainment. Do you hear me? How many are hearing what I'm saying? Okay? And so if all their finances have been guided to go out into the world and evangelize the world, I'm not saying they're off target or on target. I'm not them. But I know that my job is to obey what Papa says to do, no matter what their choices are. The woman with the issue of blood has spent all her money, okay, on doctors. She had a great belief in doctors, but it didn't work. 13 years the Lord let her have her way, okay? But when she heard about Jesus, what was different about Jesus? He was salvation. That was his nature. He was the Savior. She went and she touched him, which was illegal. According to the law, it was illegal. She was not, as a woman, supposed to touch that man. But she touched him. She went out of her way and broke the law. And when she broke the law, she got healed. She broke the legalism of the day. And she got healed. Because she listened to who? Yeah. So who was working on her case? She got healed. She got delivered. Okay? There was a cripple at the entrance to the temple. Jesus walked by him how many hundreds of times? Did he ever heal him? No. But the book of Acts says Peter and John are walking to the temple after they got filled with the Holy Ghost. And they said, money we ain't got, but. See, you see, the religious mindset is, I'm going to do what I want and God will just come in like Santa Claus. And it's not God. It is so dangerous. Okay, I could take you to 1 and 2 Timothy. And you can see, St. Paul says, many have done me great harm. Why? Because they're not willing to spend time with Papa. They're not willing to spend time to get the heart of the Father in them. They're not willing to pay the price. What are you doing here today? Why are you here? Why did you come? Who moved you? Who kicked your butt and said, go to church today? I didn't. But I know the one who called you, because otherwise there would be no fruit in your life. He's the one that's trying to get all of us to get a freedom that we've never had in this region. That's what he is looking for. A heart of love to those that are broken. That's why we're here. You are to have a heart of compassion. If you see someone hurting and they're asking for prayer, I'm not saying you can't pray for them. But I am saying, go, Papa, please, what is it that you want me to do for this person? They're asking. Your response? We ran a prayer line for the region, okay? We covered coast to coast on that prayer line. Why? It ran for 20 years, and then it was shut off. It took me 10 years to learn where the phone number went to. And I remember being so pressed in my heart when I saw the phone number. They're still bringing salvation. It just happens to be a taxi cab that shows up instead of Jesus. Yeah, 781-7777. I want to finish. I want you to bow your heads now. Say, Father, I need clarity in my heart.
Father, I need clarity in my heart.
And the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost
is on job full time.
Is on the job full time.
He is a counselor.
He
counselor.
He is a comforter.
He is a comforter.
And I'm expecting.
And I'm expecting.
Counsel.
Counsel.
Comfort.
Comfort.
And clarity.
And clarity.
From the word.
From the word.
Not the opinions of people.
Not the opinions of people.
Because they're a dime a dozen.
Because they're a dime a dozen.
I want your opinion.
I want your opinion.
I want your heart of love.
I want your heart.
And I want it to be running and ruling.
My emotions.
In the fullness of authority.
In the fullness of authority.
I was created.
Spirit,
soul, and body.
Spirit, soul, and body.
And I've been running on my soul.
Instead of my spirit.
A great deal of the time.
A great deal of the time.
I need Holy Spirit.
I need Holy Spirit.
To empower my spirit.
To
authorize my spirit.
To authorize my spirit.
To overrule the soul.
To overrule the soul.
So it won't rule.
So it won't rule.
To damage people.
To damage people.
Including myself.
Including myself.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Yes, Victor.
If you look at the example of the prophets and the Spirit of the Lord, it will find you.
Yeah, it's the Spirit of the Lord that came upon Jesus to deliver the saints.
Follow instructions.
Yeah. See, it's like, if you don't understand that you're made up of three parts, spirit, soul, and body, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, if you don't have that understanding inside of you and you think it's only soul and body, then, you know, you got to act out of your soul because you don't know anything else or you don't know the next level. But you are spirit first. And when God created Adam and Eve, they were spirit beings living in an earth suit. Okay? And if you have that understanding that your spirit should be overruling this outer garment and ruling the mind and ruling the emotions, your heart, etc. included, then you're going to be on the same kind of a track as Jesus was. And you're going to get the same results. And that's what he's building. That's what a mature person is. One who acts and reacts like Jesus. So look at your neighbor and say, I'm seeing Jesus more and more in you.
I'm seeing Jesus more and more.
And I like it.
And I like it.
And I want more.
And I want more.
And I want to be like him too.
And I want to be like him too.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Have your way with me today.
Have your way with me today.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.